Tachat Foyam Paragalf Mishnah Alf, Amachadei Chal, Amanak Lahafrish Vindasko. Cohen, he was collecting Chal from different houses, and he planned on separating one piece of Chal from the other, and they ended up getting stuck to each other. And the dinner, somebody was making dough, had to separate Chal to be given to the Cohen. And the Cohen, who collected different Chal from different houses, and he put them all in one basket, he planned on separating them from each other, but they got stuck to each other to the point that if he tried to separate one from the other, a little piece from the other would come along with it. Beishami said, these people of Chal that got stuck together are considered an attachment as far as the Tfuh Yom is concerned. If somebody was a Tfuh Yom, somebody had become tummy and immersed himself in the mikvah that day, but Naifah not arrived, he is considered a Shani. And if he comes in contact with Truma or with Chala, if Chala is the same thing as Truma, he would possibly the Truma or Chala making it into a Shlishi. And according to Beishami, since these people of Chal got stuck to each other, the Tfuh Yom that comes in contact with one of them would make them all puzzle. While Beis Olahal does not consider an attachment. If the Tfuh Yom touches one of them, only that one would become possible, would become a Shlishi, but the other one would remain Tarz, even though they are stuck to each other, since the Kohen had planned on separating one from the other. Each one is considered separate, and only that one would become possible, the other one would remain Tarz. The Krasa is Naishchai Zu Bezu. The Kikara is Naishchai Zu Bezu. Somebody who has different pieces of dough that are Truma, that are stuck to each other, or loaves of bread from Truma that got stuck to each other. Somebody who baked thin piece of batter or Truma on top of another thin piece of batter or Truma, and the Hanai had been crusted from the oven, and he put one on top of the other in the oven. In such a case, not considered attachment according to Beis Hillel, since they were not yet crusted in the oven, he's going to eventually have to separate them, otherwise they're going to get ruined. He can't bake them one on top of the other, and since he plans on separating them, they're not considered an attachment. If it's fully on without one of them, only that one would become possible, according to Beis Hillel. The Kula Chamayim Amichu Chal Zafra, that forms on water that is cooking and is bubbling up. And this water is to be used for Truma, so it has the same din as Truma. If it's fully on without that froth, it would not possible the water, since the water is bubbling, the froth is not considered an attachment to the water. Where Tichas grease and Shapur Rishona, and the bubbles that bubble up from beans that are cooking, the beans just started cooking, those bubbles are not considered attachment to the beans since they just started cooking. The beans do not form yet a thick soup. Therefore, the bubbles are not attached to the beans. And if the beans are Truma, the Tfuh Yom touches the bubble, the beans will not become possible according to Beis Hillel. But if the beans have been cooking for a while and it's much thicker, then the bubbles that bubble up from the beans would be considered attachment to the beans, even according to Beis Hillel. Where Tichas Yayin Chadash, and the bubble of new wine, those bubbles are not attached to the wine. If the wine is Truma, and the Tfuh Yom touches the bubbles according to Beis Hillel, the wine would not become puzzled. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afsho, or Rabbi Yehuda says so too. The bubble that bubble up from cooking rice, the rice is Truma, according to Beis Hillel. If it's Tfuh Yom sets a bubble, the rice would not become puzzled. Beishami Omer Chibur B'Tfuh Yom, Beis Hillel Omer Eino Chibur. Beishami says in all these cases that we mentioned, they are considered an attachment regarding the Truma of Beis Tfuh Yom, and the entire thing would become puzzled according to Beishami, while according to Beis Hillel, it's not an attachment regarding the Truma of Tfuh Yom, but Tfuh Yom would touch one of it, the other one would not become possible. Or in the case of these things that are cooking, and the Tfuh Yom would touch the bubbles or the frost on the water, the actual water or the cooked product would not become possible, according to Beis Hillel. Even though Beis Hillel holds that none of these things are considered an attachment regarding the Tumah of its Tfuh Yom, but Beis Hillel would agree regarding other Tumahs, whether the Tumah, the lenient Tumah, such as the reasonless Tumah, or a stringent Tumah, such as the novice Tumah, they would be considered an attachment. And if a Tfuh Yom would touch one of them, they all would become tummy. It's only regarding the Tumah of Tfuh Yom that Beis Hillel holds it is not an attachment. Sechet Tfuh Yom Paragalaf Mishnah Beis Amachanei Chalaf Amenashe Lo Lahavrish. A coin that collects chalaf from different houses. People separate the chalaf and their dough, they give it to the coin. And the coin put all the chalafs in the same basket. They got stuck to each other. And the coin never planned on separating one chalaf from the other. So therefore all the chalafs are considered an attachment. If a Tfuh Yom touches one of them, all of them become possible, even according to Beis Hillel. Somebody who bakes one thin piece of batter or Truma on top of another thin piece of batter or Truma, after they had already been crusted over in the oven, then he put one on top of the other. In such a case, he won't have to separate them. They would bake very well, one on top of the other. So therefore, since he probably won't separate them, they're considered an attachment. And if they're Truma and a Tfuh Yom touches one of them, they both would become puzzle. The Kulish Amayin Shaina Mechuchal, and the froth that forms on water that is cooking but is not bubbling, that froth is an attachment to the water. Since the water is not bubbling, the froth is right on the water. Ritichas Grisim Shapur Shnia, the second bubble that bubble up from cooking beans those bubbles aren't attaching to the bean. Since the beans have been cooking for a while, it becomes a thicker soup of bean. And therefore, the bubbles aren't attaching to the bean. With tichas yain yashin, the bubbling up from old wine is an attachment to the wine. If the wine is truma, that's when I touch the bubble, the wine would become puzzle. Vishal shaman lo'olam. And the bubbling up from oil, whether the oil is old or new, doesn't make a difference. The bubbles are an attachment to the oil. Vishal adashin, the bubbling up from cooking lentils is an attachment to the lentils. Rabbi Huda Omer, Afshal Taifa. Rabbi Huda says, so too, the bubbles that bubble up from cooking taifa, which is a type of kidney, those bubbles are an attachment to the taifa. In all these cases that are considered an attachment would be tummy regarding the tumah of its full, and certainly regarding other tumas. As we had in the previous mission, there are certain things that are not an attachment regarding the tumah of its full, but would be an attachment regarding other tumas. To the case in this mission that are considered an attachment regarding the tumah of its full, certainly would be an attachment regarding other tumas.